escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's Falcons game day. We are the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the first lady of baseball, ironically enough. The founder of Allie's Army and the queen of tofu, Miss Allie Mack. He is the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, and his wave is just creepy. It's almost like his arm is all like rigid. When, like, what happens when you die and it, you know, rigor mortis sets in? And Dallin Matthews, and he is the All American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
It's Tom.
Do you know what that's from? Nobody knows that's from.
No.
I don't know, but I was thinking. You definitely weren't the hype man on your soccer team in college.
No, I thought Allie might get it. That's what Big Van Vader, when he would come out in the WWE, it would be like, it's Tom.
Guy with flame tattoos on his head.
That's Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, okay.
Vader wore the mask.
You're right.
And he went on Boy Meets World one time, and he was like, it's Vader time. That was his intro. Like that's what would start his music, and then his music would play.
It's probably not for football season because we've got plenty of stuff to talk about. But in the off season, we probably need to do like an Allie and Mike have a homework to watch a movie each weekend.
And give our reviews.
Give our reviews.
Yeah.
You know, Mike and Max reviews or something like that. Because there's just, I don't know. I feel like eventually I'll pick up your references, Bo. But this two and a half years going, I'm still at a loss most of the time.
But it's like 30 years worth of movies and TV shows that he's watched. That's so much commitment. That's so much time.
I know.
And to try to like log it in your brain, that's a lot.
Yeah,
don't tell me I'm afraid of commitment.
I feel like I'd have to watch it five times in the weekend to be able to catch up to his references.
Right, exactly.
I just have a good memory. I'm smart.
Sure, yeah.
Well, it is time today. We finally have preseason football happening with the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah. Falcons, Falcons rise up.
Yeah. All right.
I love it. All right. So just to lay out the show today, because we got a lot to talk about, like Mike mentioned, 6:40, we do have my Allie Mack drop. It is Flip It Friday. I've got some audio clips, all stuff we've talked about this week. So you'll hear it in reverse. 7:20. The one and only Dave Archer, former Falcons quarterback and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, will join us. I looked at his chart the other day and the notes he was making on it. Teeniest, tiniest handwriting.
A magnifying glass.
But
it's insane.
Insane the details he goes into on that thing. 7:40, of course, we've got Fair or Foul Friday on the way. And 8:20, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, will join us. And what a great day to have a Braves insider on, because the Braves won last night.
Yeah, he's also, you're really burying.
I was going to say, don't bury the lead, Allie. I'm with Bo here.
He's not only our Braves insider, but he is now our Falcons Radio Network halftime and postgame host.
Yes.
Let's give Grant.
I was going to say, he better be good. Like, yeah, we'll hit the Braves, but I got a couple questions
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I'm just gonna do a woe is me moment, because I've got to. So Grant tagged us all, and he announced that he was doing post game,
uh-huh.
And all these people were like, "It's about time you've earned it." And I'm like, I've been on the network for like, you know, this is like my 16th season, and it's my first year doing post game as a host. And did I earn it?
Did
too?
You announce it?
No. But it was on Grant's thing. No, I didn't get upset. I was just like, yeah, I just took those messages that they were talking about me.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. I did wonder when you started your open though, and you said I'm the first lady of baseball, since he is shifting to football as well. Mm. Like, what does that say about me now?
Wow.
Or about him, I guess.
I'll take a woe is me moment.
Yeah, I'll take all the credit for him.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Well, and Alan's part of the pregame too.
Yeah, yes. That's right. She is in there with us. There is a segment. Or two, maybe. You don't know. You got to tune in to find out.
Moving target. Moving target.
Don't know when or where. We'll let you know.
Well, before we jump into talking about the preseason game tonight, Mike, you were saying you were hoping that Grant was getting some good rest because it's going to be a late night tonight.
It is going to be a late night.
So I feel like tough. This morning's been so bizarre because 3 a.m. this morning, we had a repo man show up at our house. A repo man show up at our house.
I'm sorry, what?
A repo man.
Yes.
Did he?
Coming to get a car.
Our
car.
Oh,
did he knock on the door?
God.
No, the thing is, our dogs are very sensitive to big trucks being outside.
Mine's the same way.
And so poor Grant had to go out there and talk to this gentleman because he was just out there. The truck's going, and it's like, what's happening? Because there's a tow truck out there looking for someone else.
Wow.
The address, we're one of those directional addresses with a southwest, so yes. I think they have the wrong spots.
The same thing. We have a northeast.
Right. Yeah. So the guy said he had been to our house like three times looking for this car.
Like, you know,
hasn't found it.
It would have sucked so bad if y'all had woke up and your car was gone.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
first of all, we make our payments.
Yeah.
can I ask what kind of car he was looking for? Or you
I
think
don't
that's
know
too
if
much?
I want to say. I don't want to say.
Can you just get? Is it European?
It's a Dodge.
Okay, there you go. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good enough. You can just, that's fine.
So because of that, though, and we had that disturbance, I slept in a little bit. And thank goodness I did, because then I was coming in a little bit late, and Bo called me on the way, and 75 was shut down.
Yeah.
So, like, everything had to happen the way it did for me to make it here okay today.
You ever think about that, though? Like if you're a moment early or a moment later. Like, I've left here before and been like, man, I'm irritated. I wanted to leave at this time.
Yeah.
And I left 5 minutes later and then got stuck in like traffic that who knows if I'd have left when I wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, you never know, right? You always think about those little things. It's a crazy world, man. And timing is a real thing and everything happens for a little bitty reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I left work last week from here and I drove home and hit every green light on the way home.
Oh.
And I texted my wife and I was like, I know I complain all the time. I'm like, hit every single red light on the way home. I was like, you know what? Today, I'm going to make sure I highlight the fact that I didn't hit one. I'm not even sure I hit the brakes on the way home.
Nice.
That one day last week. And I was like, that felt really, really good.
Yeah.
Felt really, really good.
Sometimes you get a little gift. So thanks to that person not making their payments and their car getting repoed, I did not get stuck in traffic today. Isn't that crazy?
The whispers around the neighborhood about who that might have been.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, oh, my gosh.
Well, and what do our neighbors think of us?
Down the street obviously is late on her car payment. Freaking Rachel.
Did you see those radio people? They had a repo man there
this
morning.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And word is out. Like, I had someone come up to me the other day. They're like, oh, you saw the Baxter Boys? I've heard about
That's
you.
That's when the lady walks her dog by your house and goes, hey, what's your name? And you go, Amy. Amy. My name's Amy.
Well, tonight is the night. Pregame kicks off at 5 o'clock. But as far as the game tonight, guys, what are you looking forward to? Who are you going to be watching? What are you amped for tonight?
Is it too chalk to say James Pierce? Is it just way far out of the box to say James Pierce? Because I think I feel like we're unmasking Rey Mysterio tonight. Like, as far as James Pierce absolutely, you know, being able to come out and actually play meaningful football and possibly get a sack. I mean, I don't know how many snaps he'll get. I would guess somewhere in the 25 range, 20 to 25, if I'm just throwing a number out. But I think that's the easy one. I think there's a number of other pieces, specifically after we've talked to Braylon Trice the other day, that I'm really excited to see what he's able to do. But I think that anybody that goes any direction other than James Pierce probably needs to go ahead and find a second place, because I think he's at the top of the list.
I would say Jalen Walker for me. I'm really excited to see Jalen Walker because we haven't seen him. I mean, I've seen some James Pierce. I just haven't seen any Jalen Walker hardly. We saw a little bit of that in that scrimmage. But that's the first time that I've seen him, and I think since the first day of camp, so it's the first time in pads I've seen him in 11-on-11. So I'm excited to see what how he looks against someone else and what he's doing because he's been lining up over that left edge, I mean that left tackle when he's on the field. Seen him a little bit over the right tackle, but that's who I'm excited to see. Yeah. I'm excited to see him on the field at the same time. And I don't think you can go wrong. I'm also excited to see Casey Washington out there tonight because I think you're going to get a good dose of him at least early in this game, first half maybe. And what are you going to get from him? Because he's a guy that is in his second year. He's been running with the ones at times. So what strides has he made, you know, against different competition in a game-like scenario? Not a game plan, but a game-like scenario.
I think that, not to go too outside linebacker pass rush heavy, but I'm curious to see what the how much burn Khalid Kareem gets tonight because he's a guy who he's a vet to an extent, and obviously they have relied heavy on him in the rotation thus far during training camp. So I think when you add James Pierce, Jalen Walker, Braylon Trice, and you look at Khalid Kareem, I don't know which side of the spectrum he's on. I could see him playing in the fourth quarter, and I can see him not suiting up at all. Like, I have no idea what to expect out of him tonight. So that'll be another one that I'll just keep my eyes on in terms of participation.
Was James Smith-Williams inactive that first game last year? I can't remember because that's kind of – now, they're in a different spot this year, I feel like, with Edge. I don't know if I ever remember – I know that I've never covered a Falcons training camp with this much competition at Edge.
Yeah. You're going to go three deep on each side, and they're all going to be on the roster.
Because guess what? I could have said Braylon Trice, too.
And the thing is, D'Angelo Malone is like a lost – like, I've seen him line up at inside more than I have Edge out there. And, you know, he's a guy that I asked a bunch of questions of last year. We barely saw him do anything in preseason last year, and he made the team because he's so good covering kicks.
Yeah, and that's going to be it. To me, he has got to excel again on special teams to make this team. And I hate it because I think he's a good guy. I think he's got talent. I just don't know if he's ever been able to find his spot.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We're going to continue to dig into what we'll be looking for in the Falcons preseason game tonight. But coming up, we did have football last night. It was Colts versus Ravens. We've already got an injury. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Field goal drive in the opening touch, and he's under pressure. Oh. Buried by David Ajabo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass as always. We are counting down to the first preseason Falcons game tonight, but you just heard it. We did have football last night. It was the Colts and Ravens. Anthony Richardson ended up getting an injury, dislocated his pinky. Mike, you tweeted that too many people are blaming the O-line.
I was so irritated. And I think you've known me long enough to know now that when an offensive lineman is getting blamed for somebody else's dumb decision or lack of awareness or whatever else you want to call it that was going on with other positions, it was frustrating to say the least. It was you could look at the film, and I can just tell that the right tackle's doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's picking up an inside blitzer, and there's a hot throw to be made from Anthony Richardson that he obviously doesn't understand the protection, the empty protection that's going on, and doesn't get the ball out. And he gets hit, and he pays the price for it, and obviously he said his finger was pointing the wrong direction. So it's just frustrating because I just opened up the socials, and the first comment I see is like, maybe we shouldn't have hired a bunch of plumbers for offensive linemen. And I was like, oh, my God. Mm. Like, I just – oh. But
how did that make you feel?
Some of the it made me feel angry. Yeah. You know, that
do you want to talk about it? Do you want to?
No, I'm not going to talk too long about that small sector of ignorant fans.
What do we call those people?
It's only like, 5% of people probably saying that.
Oh, that's they. I think it's more than 5%.
That's not they. They is football fans. They is Twitter. I'm just talking about the dumb people that decided to blame the right tackle.
That the dumb people are the they.
So what exactly?
So really, technically, what you're saying, you're including yourself in they.
No, I never.
You understand that, right?
I never said it was the offensive line's fault.
I'm just saying.
I didn't say anything.
Is NFL Twitter to you.
In fact, I open up Twitter and Mike's screaming at people, and I was like, "Oh, shoes on the other foot now."
The funny thing is, he thinks I was screaming because that's the way he reads Twitter.
Bo, you need to pull up Mike's tweet right now and read it the way you think.
Oh, you want me to? Oh,
yes,
I will.
I want to hear what goes on in your mind when you see a tweet from
too.
Mike.
This guy.
This is going to be good.
This unbelievable.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Too many folks blaming the O-line, as always. I'm willing to bet the house the right tackle was responsible for two. Parentheses, and picked up the inside blitzer like he was supposed to. Parentheses end.
It's pretty good.
And AR was supposed to throw hot.
Parentheses end.
I like the tickle.
Oh, man.
So, Mike, how did you really mean it? What was the tone in your voice?
I think that was fine.
He's not that far off because it's so frustrating.
Oh.
So frustrating. I wouldn't say that I was that mad about it. You probably have known me long enough to know that I usually am not that irritated by social media. It's just kind of a thing for me.
Right.
But it's, I think, offensive linemen, too many times. First of all, 5 of the 11 players on offense are offensive linemen. And they are kind of included just as a group anytime something bad happens. And if you have one bad one, it's like, the offensive line sucks. You're like, I don't know about that.
Right.
There's like 3 all pros and just one guy that's struggling, I didn't mean it with that much anger and vigor, but I think it's just a bigger sample size for something that we already knew Anthony Richardson was struggling with, and that is to pick up offensive tactics and things like that and to be able to throw hot and read blitzes and read protections. And he hasn't played a ton of football. He just hasn't. And I think, that mixed with the fact that he took himself out on a big third down last year, you're like, woo, this guy's facing an uphill climb.
I think, two things. I know that, real quick, to put a bow on that, and there is a pun intended there, when you tweet angry, you're not, like, the angriest if you're still using correct punctuation.
Yeah.
All right? I know.
Parentheses end.
Yeah. Right? I know for me personally that if I'm using like correct grammar and everything, it's normally I'm still pretty good. If I get really mad, then I wouldn't use parentheses. However, the thing on Anthony Richardson is what really makes me think about this situation with him is the fact that you're right, he hasn't played a lot of football, but he had a couple of years with Dan Mullen. He had a year with Billy Napier, and this is his third year in this system with the Colts. Whether he's on the field or not, there still should be an understanding of what the play call is, considering you're the one giving the play call to everybody. And that's what worries me. Where's the lack of awareness, the lack of understanding of what he's dealing with?
That's the thing is, I didn't play quarterback. I don't understand the game like a Dave Archer or a Matt Ryan or whoever it may be, as far as that goes. But that is that's day one elementary level protection. Like, that is an empty day one protection. You know that your offensive line's going one way or the other. And if two come off the backside of that protection, you don't have anybody else to help. You've got to get the ball out. And obviously, like I said, he paid the price for it. And I think he'll learn moving forward. But that's the first thing you do as a quarterback is go, what's the worst thing that can happen here? I mean, that is always the first thing you address at the line of scrimmage. And evidently, he didn't really know what the worst thing that could happen was, and it happened.
There was when he was about to leave Gainesville, I think it was when he decided to go pro, one of the reasons supposedly that led into the factoring was he was from Gainesville, Florida, and he was upset with how critical he was viewed at times with his play. Because he would have great games, and then I think he threw like five interceptions against Florida State or something. Or it was like he only completed four passes, something along those lines. And it just – there's been some really bad outings for him. It's just – weird that a guy in his third year, whether he's played a lot or not, that's to Mike's point, elementary stuff. That's stuff that you've got to be doing, or you're never going to play this in the NFL at a high level. Other than, you know, his talent will get him on another roster if whatever happens in Indy if it doesn't work out. But there's got to be growth, and there's not any. So it's rough, and I am pulling for the guy because he did go. You know, he's a Florida guy, so I'm pulling for him.
So Colts did end up losing 24-16. As far as tonight's Falcons game, we do have a couple position battles to keep an eye on. Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms at safety, Dee Alford and Billy Bowman at nickel. Who are you going to be keeping your eye on?
I do want to see Billy Bowman at nickel because I think Dee Alford's had a pretty good camp. Archie and I were talking about it the other day. So I want to see Billy Bowman. I want to see if he can compete for that spot because, look, if he doesn't even win, let's just say he doesn't win the job, you do realize he's one play away from being in there. And so I just want to see what that kid can do. Because
we saw last year, was it Denver, that we were down like three corners? And all of a sudden, I think Richie Grant had to play a little nickel to start.
And
God, it was bad. That was a bad, bad day.
You know what? I don't think you were – I think it was 22. Was it 22 or 23 when we played Cincy and Cincy? And that was when Dee Alford was just signed to the Falcons, and he was having to go against like Jamar Chase because AJ left that game after the end of the first half. And so, yeah, I mean, it can come at you quick, Mike.
Yeah, I think also when you look at the safety battle you brought up, DeMarco Helms, Xavier Watts, Jordan Fuller. I was asked yesterday doing a podcast, and it's like, who's in the lead in that battle? I don't think the coaches know at this point who is in the lead for the other safety spot opposite Jesse Bates. I think they're all three of them bring something unique. I think Xavier Watts has a lot of upside, and he's a rookie, and you want him to learn, and you want him to get reps. I think DeMarco Helms, you know, plays with this, you know, more of a box-like feel to me where he's able to roll up and kind of make tackles. He also kind of cerebral the way he baited in, you know, two off seasons ago, baited in a couple of interceptions in the preseason. And then Jordan Fuller, who's been around a little bit, kind of trying to fight his way back, but knows Raheem Morris's kind of schemes and knows the language to use on the back end, has been on a couple of different NFL teams. So I don't think the coaches even know at this point. I think that's one of the things that they're going to throw out on the field tonight and try to figure out.
One guy that wasn't mentioned, and it's not really a safety or that nickel, I want to see how Clark Phillips looks tonight. I expect a lot. I expected a lot out of him when he was drafted here because I think he's a good player. I think he's an instinctive player. I think he's a ball hawk at times. But he is undersized a little bit. And they never really liked him for that nickel spot, which is interesting to me. So I'm assuming he'll be on the outside, probably starting in maybe Clark Hughes' spot, Clark Hughes and Mike Hughes or AJ's spot, one of those spots on the outside. Yeah. I just want to see where he's at in year three, which I think is fair.
I think we've all also, I've probably said it both of you guys individually over the last few days, but the all eyeball test. I can't wait to see what Lamar Jackson, the corner, brings because that guy
he looks
like a Jesse. Like he looks like a Jesse, and so I don't know much about what he's done as far as coverage goes. But you look at that guy, and we've had the last couple of years a bigger corner. You know, Anthony, what's our guy's name last year? I'm thinking of Trey Flowers the year before.
Oh yeah.
Was it Hamilton? Yes, last year.
No, you're talking
not Anthony Black, not
no, no. no
I can't believe I'm drawing a
he's
blank.
He's talking
on my name
about anyways. We'll get it.
Hey, we're in preseason 4-2.
I'll come back with it. Real quick though, every practice I've seen Lamar Jackson, there's been a player I'm like 38. I'm like 38. Oh yeah.
Dude, he's
that's the other Lamar Jackson.
He looks like he plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he plays in the NFL. You're like, whoa, that's what an NFL corner is supposed to look like right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff to watch tonight. Coming up next, Arch Manning's grandpa is saying, hold up, do not get your hopes up, NFL. We'll talk about that next. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. It is Flip It Friday. We will recap the week backwards. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan Dillon keeping us on the air this morning. And we do have the answer to that blank that Mike was drawing a moment ago. It was Antonio Hamilton.
I'm so disappointed in us. It's not the first time I've ever
and
drawn a blank.
I didn't bring Antonio up.
Listen. It's you're part of this now, okay? Anytime that I've ever drawn a blank, I can almost always look at Bo, and he knows who I'm talking about. And vice versa. When he draws a blank, I'm usually like, oh, yeah, it's Mike Ford. whoever else, whatever random. And then if not, Dylan is usually quick on the Google behind the glass.
Yeah.
All of us dropped the ball on Antonio Hamilton Sr., who played a pretty big part in the secondary last year. And it's frustrating to me. We are all in preseason mode. It's time for us to really ramp things up before we hit the field tonight.
Well, it's not easy.
For our dry run.
It's not easy this time of the year because, you know, you've got so many guys on the roster. You're trying to learn new guys that you're trying to get kind of, you know, familiar with and actually know their names. And then you've got old names you're trying to keep remembering. It's like you just brought up Mike Ford. Mike Ford's easy for me to remember because I remember when in 22, I believe it was, we went to Seattle for that week because we played L.A. on a Sunday. So we got out there on a Saturday, and then we stayed in Seattle for the week because we played Seattle the next week. And Avery Williams and Mike Ford, we went to this military base out there. And, you know, they're like, we're like, it was one of those joint bases where it was like Air Force and Army or something like that. So they took you to both sides, and we were like on the Air Force side. Like, dude, you should have seen Mike Ford and Avery Williams with like the helicopters and some of the guns they have on them and stuff. Like, those dudes were like having the time of their life. Well, now Mike Ford's back. So I'll never forget him. But Antonio Hamilton, I mean, this is a little bit hard to remember, man. He only played here like half a season, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, cut me some slack, maybe just a little bit.
Regardless, I think we all owe Antonio an apology.
Yeah.
Sorry, Antonio.
I think he's with the Cardinals
now.
Sorry, Antonio.
Yeah. I'm not sorry. Should have been more memorable. I'm just kidding.
Can't believe this guy got on here and said, cut me some slack. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Why don't you just go angry tweet somebody? Yeah, just yell at somebody on Twitter, angry
yeah,
man.
You know me.
Angry right, man.
Let's get into some college football. So Arch Manning's grandfather is letting NFL teams know they should not get their hopes up for the 2026 draft. Archie Manning told Texas Monthly that he is going back to Texas. Are you surprised by this?
Why is Archie Manning like the spokesman for Arch?
He's like, the patriarch.
I know, but where's Cooper at, man? I want to hear Cooper talk about his son.
He probably has. We just don't hear about it because it's not a name like Archie Manning.
Yeah, he's Cooper. He's still a Manning. I mean, everybody knows
I agree.
Cooper.
I'm just like, you would... If, like, Cooper Manning was talking, like, there's not going to be a rush of cameras over to Cooper Manning's location. I think that Archie just kind of has that, look, man, he's the patriarch, dude. Give him his due.
I think he needs to take
cultivated this family.
The simple answer is Archie has more aura than Cooper does.
There you go.
The word is clout, not aura.
Aura and clout are one and the same
these
days.
It's the same thing.
I think that Cooper needs to step up, and Archie needs to take a step back.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Cooper's time now. He's the dad with the future NFL quarterback. Archie had his moment. He played in the league. He had two will be Hall of Fame quarterback sons in the league. Let Cooper have his. Maybe you don't want it. I'm telling you, I am not overly surprised because I think Arch Manning is being cultivated, I guess is a word. What's the other word where you're kind of groomed? And it's got a negative connotation, but groomed to be. But he's being groomed.
I'm veer left as you steer right.
But that's what it is. He's being groomed to be the next great NFL quarterback that does everything by the book. And I think they want him to be as ready. Like 1 year in college.
And you think that Cooper's responsible for that?
I think he's part of it.
No.
I mean, So you don't think Cooper raised his own son? As a father, I'm appalled by your opinion.
As a father.
As you being a father, I'm appalled by your opinion.
I'm just going to tell you that Cooper probably asked Archie for every piece of information he could get while he was raising his son. And I can't wait for, you know, year 10 of the Michael Penix era when the Falcons have already won 3 Super Bowls and somebody looks at Bo and goes, hey, man, you've already had your time in the show, you know, with the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Time for you to move on. Get out of here. And you're going to be like, hey, I was here.
In 10 years, I'll only be like 52. Archie is 76. Enough already.
You've got to respect your elders.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This man's talking real sideways.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Feel sorry for Bo's grandpa.
Let's move on to LSU.
Rest in peace.
Quarterback Garrett Nussmeier is fine. He exited Wednesday's practice. His knee clipped a defensive lineman's knee brace during a drill. Caused some discomfort, but all is good now. You can breathe a sigh of relief.
There's a lot being expected of Garrett Nussmeier this year. And personally, I have questions about kind of what that is. He's a guy who obviously threw for a very high volume last year, but the run game was not where it needed to be. I don't know who's at fault for LSU's run game last year. At times they were good, and it seemed like the play calling went away from that. Other times it seemed like, you know, passing the ball was all they could do, and that's why Garrett Nussmeier had to force some throws. So he's going to be on the short list of Heisman contenders here to start the year. They obviously have a massive battle, and, you know, speaking of Heisman contenders, Cade Klubnik and Clemson to start the year. So I'll be curious to see where it goes for Garrett Nussmeier, but nonetheless, it's good news. It kind of piggybacks off everything we were talking about with Brian Kelly and the conversations with the agent and things going along with that. But I think LSU fans obviously breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, those rumors were running rampant the other day when I saw them. I blame Brian Kelly for the run game. And the reason is he's been there enough time to get this team to fit what he wants to do with, not only with the offense as an entirety, but also, like, he's supposed to be an offensive guru, so to speak, a mastermind, that he's got to help out his quarterback. He's got to help out his offensive line, be able to run the football.
Yeah.
Got to help out everybody.
The only thing, the reason I say I don't know who to blame is because I thought the running game was good. They just didn't dial up the run plays more times than not. I go, oh, this is, you know, this, hey, you could really run the ball here. And it's just, they're throwing it again.
Well, then that's okay. Solely on him. Is he not? He's the OC.
Is he calling the plays?
He's calling the plays.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't think of him as a guru, though.
Maybe he should stop yelling at players on the sideline and berating them and, you know, call better plays.
That's rich.
I'm just going to go outside the box on everything I say today.
Let's go ahead and get into my Mac drop. So today is Flip It Friday. We're going to review this last week that we've all shared together, but we're going to do it backwards. So, again, this is not a competition. We're going to work together to figure out what these clips are that are playing in reverse.
I won last week. Give me my due.
You can have all of them for that matter because I'm awful at this. Awful.
I don't think you will be. So everything I play today will have something to do with either something we talked about or maybe what today is all about. Actually, let's start with that one. Number one, Dylan.
Go ahead, bud.
That's Falcons Rise Up. Sounds like Samuel L. Jackson in there as well.
What do Falcons do?
Falcons Rise Up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Falcons Rise Up.
Yeah.
Falcons Rise Up.
Yeah. I've told the story numerous times, but I'll tell it again. Samuel L. Jackson was brought in to actually do this live and in person.
Yeah.
The problem is they faked everybody out. They were like trying to keep it a secret. They put a security jacket on him and a security hat so nobody would know. The secret would not get out. The problem is he literally walked to midfield with the security jacket and the security hat on, and they put him on the Jumbotron, and nobody knew who it was.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, that's cool, man. There's just some security guard rising up. And then he like kind of took his hat off, and everybody's like, oh. You know, like after the fact, it was like, oh, I see what you're trying to do there. That's really cool. Didn't see that one coming. Sorry about that.
At least the microphone worked.
Oof. That cut deep. That cut really deep.
All right, let's move on to another moment we had on the show this week. Number three, Dylan.
What?
Any clue?
I'll
tell you, it's a TV sitcom.
Yeah, I got that. I could tell that because I
could hear the laughing.
Yeah, the laugh track was in there.
Was it the This is Fresh Prince? This is her going.
Play it,
this
Dylan.
Is her going.
Like, Becca, mind your business. Becca! Mind your business, that's all. Mind your business.
Yes!
Becca! Becca! Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Let's go. Yeah. What did we say her name was?
Ashley. Tatiana Ali.
Yeah, she had a big single back when I was in like middle school or
beautiful.
High school. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, it was mind your business. That's all.
Mind your business.
Crazy. That has stuck in my head for so
mind
long.
Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Ashley. Tell them. Back right. up.
Let's see if you guys can guess this next song that has to do with this week as well.
That sounds like Ozzy.
I was going to say it sounds like Purple Rain.
Does it?
Oh. Where did Purple Rain come in?
Because it was storming all week.
We've been rained on all week, Bo. Yeah.
That was, I could, like, by the cadence of it, I was like, yes. This sounds like Purple Rain.
You, Grant did say when I was making these last night, if anyone doesn't get that, you guys need to be kicked off the show. Kicked off the radio.
Take that, Grant. Come see me later.
Yes, I'll be kicked off. Thanks, Grant.
All right, so this next one, kind of not a tangent, but it's a caveat to something we're hoping sticks around to a news story we were talking about this week.
Something we hope sticks around on a news story this week.
Just hoping that nothing changes with this news story breaking.
Oh, the NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
This is the NFL Network merging with ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And the nuance of this would be that we hope that the coverage of the Red Zone.
Play it, Dylan.
7 hours of commercial-free football start now.
Yes, that is Scott Hansen.
Inject it into my veins, Red Zone. Inject it into my veins, baby.
Dylan, I'm losing.
It is time. It is
struggling.
Yeah. Aren't you happy it's not a competition right now?
It is a competition. I'm losing. I got one. He's like, I'm down 3-1.
You might get this next one. Let's hear number 9.
After a late tennis, there has to be games for the Flash Outlet.
Just because I needed another reason to play Hey Dude on this show, and I couldn't find, I don't think I'll ever find one again.
What was amazing about that is how many people co-signed on that being on your list on the socials. There was a lot of people like, yeah, that belonged. I'm like, y'all are so far off base.
If you were a Nickelodeon kid, it was solid. All right, one last one, Bo. I know you'll get this one.
That's King of the Hill. I tied it up. I won't
that
lose.
Was basically the same frontwards and backwards.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, congratulations to you both. That was our week in reverse.
I know. What a good week. What a good week.
It's been a great week.
It's been a long week. It's felt like this week has lasted 3 weeks.
But we're at like the grand finale now.
I was going to say that's because of what was at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, we're just waiting for today. We've got football tonight. And speaking of that, coming up next, we will talk about those rookies and what you are looking to see from them tonight. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it.
We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.